good morning. It's always good to be in South Dakota and with all of these friendly churches that I get to speak at and be a part of. And first of all, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to share with you this morning and for your part of my ministry in praying for me and sharing financially with me. I could have never done it without you guys. I just want to share a little bit about myself because it's been a few years since I've been here. Pastor Boyle wasn't here last time I was here. So I'm originally from Avon, and for 6 years I worked as a teacher and a principal at the Christian International School in Prague, Czech Republic. The school was started, it's currently in its 11th year. The school was started primarily for missionary children whose parents were ministering in the Czech Republic, whether it was in Prague as a church planter or a professor at a university or language schools or working with sports ministry. So the school was started because they wanted an affordable education for missionary children. A lot of the international schools are very, very expensive, around $25,000 to $30,000. Or the children could go to a Czech national school. But what a lot of families were finding is that if they went to a Czech national school, their children were not ready to go back to the United States for college to be educated in English. And so there was a group of parents that got together, and they started this school. And so for 6 years, I was able to be a part of that ministry. And I want to specifically talk about this last school year that I was there, so the 2013-2014 school year. I just came back to South Dakota in the middle of August. So the current school year is up and going, but I kind of want to share with what God has been doing the last few years. This last year was our 10th anniversary, and it was a very exciting year for our school. For many years, we've been praying that God would allow us to become recognized by the Czech government, that we would be able to be accredited by an American institution, and we were also praying that God would provide a new building for us. And in our 10th year, all of those things happened. And so it was just an overwhelming year, stressful, exciting, and just to see God's blessing. So this was our new school building. The front door, it was exciting to be able to put up our own sign that says, "This is the Christian International School of Prague." At our old location, we shared our school with a Czech elementary. So there was actually two schools sharing that building. Whereas now in this building, we had three times the amount of space with the same cost as we had at the other school. If you want to go to the next one? So I just want to show some pictures of the school. Like I said, we had been praying for years and years. We were outgrowing our space. We were having to turn families away. There were just things that were happening that we really needed our own building. And so just to share a little bit about how God provided. So we went to the Ministry of Education, and we said we would like to be recognized as an official Czech school, which makes it easier for Czech nationals to come to our school. And the Czech government said, "Well, okay, we'll think about it." And they said no. Then we decided we wanted to put a bid in for a building, and the building said, "Well, if you get recognized by the Czech government, we'll give you the building." So then we go back to the Czech government, and we say, "Okay, can we be recognized?" They're like, "No, you have to get a new building first." And so it was this, like, limbo of going back and forth. And so we did prayer walks. We did 24-hour prayer. We contacted people. We said, you know, we're really wanting to pursue this. We had also just found out that we needed to be out of our old building by the end of that school year. The Czech school wanted their space back. And so we were kind of between a brick and a hard place, you could say. And at the last moment, we get a phone call on a Friday afternoon in April saying, "You've been recognized by the Czech government." So we took those papers in on Monday, and we got the building. So this is our new cafeteria. If you want to go to the next one. Our classrooms, we all have very similar size of classrooms now. We don't have to worry about turning children away. We can have up to 18 children for each class. Our school is kindergarten through 12th grade, and right now our enrollment is around 100. If you want to go to the next one. This was the kids' most exciting part of our new building, was having our own playground area. So we have the soccer part, and then we also had like a tennis court and a basketball court, and we were able to put in our own sandbox. If you want to go to the next one. The kids were very excited about that. At our old school, it became kind of a comical situation at recess. You know, you'd go out, and the Czech kids would be coming in from recess, and the Americans, not really, because we were an international school. So only about 50% of our student body was American. But the kids would sometimes say, "Oh, those Czechs, they broke my snowman," you know, and it become this, like, you know, World War III type situation. You're like, well, you know, it's okay. We have to share. And so when we got our new building, the kids were super excited, but they're still working on sharing. I'm going to go to the next one. The thing I think that the most of the staff really enjoys about our new school is having a place that we can worship together. Because we are a Christian school, we have chapel on Wednesdays. Not all of the children that come to our school are from Christian homes. A lot of our families, about 50% are missionary children, and the other 50% are international business people or Czech nationals. And a lot of times those families will choose to send their children to our school because we teach in English, and the teachers are all native English speakers, and that's very important for them, especially being business people. If your company moves you around Europe, you're more likely to be able to find a school in English, and so a lot of those families want to keep their children in English-speaking schools. Because we're more affordable, they're willing to look past the Christianity part, which we love, because then we get to expose these children to Christ. It never ceases to amaze me when you have a student in your classroom who never has heard about Jesus or who doesn't have a Bible. And so a lot of us, we will try to get Bibles in their first languages and just really pray over them and love their families while they're at our school. This was my class. This last year I taught fifth grade. So my position was I taught fifth grade math and language arts in the morning, and then I was the elementary principal. So in the afternoons I would do administrative type things. But I wanted to share a little bit about our kids and just where they come from. So on the back, we've got Hannah. She's got the long brown hair. Hannah and then Madison. Both of them are missionary children. Their families are in the Czech Republic working for the International Missions Board, and they work specifically with Roma or Gypsy people. Then on the other side of me, we have Grace. Grace is originally from Nigeria, and her father is a pastor at an international church in Prague. And I want to tell you a little bit about his church. So when you come into his church, there's three people handing out bulletins. One person has English, one person has Czech, and one person has Russian. So you choose your bulletin depending on what language you speak. The sermons are done in English, translated into Czech. And then if you're a Russian speaker, you get a headset. And then the worship, we would do one song in English, one song in Czech, one song in Russian, and so on. So very interesting church service. The next is Tereska. Tereska is Czech. It was just really nice to have a Czech student in our classroom and a Czech Christian family. It's very unusual. Most Czech people are very opposed to the gospel and Christianity. A lot of them will say because it's not part of their heritage, due to communism and a lot of the political things that have happened in their country, Czech people consider you a weak person if you need a God or a savior to get through life. On the front row is the little blonde, is Josh, and his parents are church planters in the Czech Republic. And then in the middle is Philip. He's Serbian, and his father is a business owner, and his mom works at a pharmacy. And then is Yelisei with the bow tie. Yelisei is Belarusian, and this was his first year at our school this last year, and it was really neat. It was the first time he was educated in English, the first time he was really exposed to Christianity, Christian teachers, and it was just really neat to see him bloom and blossom. And through the year, his family started attending the International Church of Prague, so it was neat to see them exploring Christianity and what that meant. And it was neat, too, to see some of the families in the school really kind of come around them and try to mentor them and really share what it means to be a Christian. Next picture. I wanted to show you this picture. This is the administration at the school. The reason I have this picture up is because I'd like to ask you to pray. Our director, Leslie, she's in the back with the glasses and gray curly hair. She's been the director for the last 11 years at the school, but at the end of this current school year, she's going to be moving on. Her and her husband are going to be taking a different position, and so we're praying that God would provide the right director for the school and who would take over leadership. As you can imagine, there's not a lot of people who are waiting around to be a director at an international Christian school. So just be praying that God would provide that right person. This last year, too, like I said, was our 10th anniversary. Because God had blessed us in such huge and amazing ways, we wanted to say thank you. And we wanted to celebrate God's blessings. So at the end of the school year and throughout the school year, we did lots of special events. On the 10th of every month, we would have a special time of prayer and thanksgiving. The kids would dress up, and we would celebrate the 10 years that God had blessed us with. At the end of the school year, we had each class, they took a year of the school's history, and we did a timeline and a living time capsule. And so this is a picture of that. Then the next picture is we had a huge picnic, and we invited local officials, the mayor of Prague 2, families, friends, anybody who had had a part in the school's history to come and be a part of our picnic. The next picture, at the end of the school year, too, we had a time of worship and a chapel service. In the top, that's Amy. She's the first graduate of CISP, and so she was able to come back and share what God is doing in her life and where she is now. Her and her husband are in South Korea. Her husband is in the Army, and she is teaching English over there. And then the high school seniors were able to share, and it was just really neat to be able to be in a place, a school, where we could worship together, and we could have Czechs come in and people who would hear the gospel for the first time. The next picture is of me getting ready to move. Well, these are some people that helped me. So at the end of this last school year, I had finished my four-year term that I had gone over for. So I'd originally gone over for a two-year term. Then I came back, and I raised support for a four-year term. And towards the middle of this last school year, I just really felt like God was saying, you know what, the doors are closing. I'm ready for you to transition on to the next thing. I'm not exactly sure what that is. There was a lot of reasons and factors why I chose to leave at the end of the school year. I needed to come back to the United States anyway. I needed to raise support. My roommate that I was living with, she needed to come back to the United States for 6 months. One of the things that's really changed in Europe is now that Americans who have lived in Europe for five or more consecutive years need to leave that country for 6 months. And the reason that is because we would have to start paying Czech Social Security. And so a lot of missionaries at the end of 5 years are now coming back to the United States. And that affects us because if you have children in our school, it's easier to take your child out of school for a whole school year. And so a lot of people are coming back. And so that affects our enrollment, that affects our staff. And so I knew this was a better year for me to transition out. This current school year, we have a lot of transition with staff and their terms. And so just really feeling that. My support had recently dropped. I was feeling burnt out. I was ready for a break. I was getting really tired of traveling and keeping up the lifestyle. And so just really feeling like God was calling me back. Currently, I'm living in Avon. I've been doing a lot of substitute teaching. I've been at Mitchell Christian, so I recognize some girls here. I've been at the Christian school in Yankton, and I've just recently started subbing in Bonham County. I am praying about what's next. I've been asked to come back to Europe in February to do a conference for missionary families who send their children to national schools. And so I'm praying about that. That would just be like a short-term thing, but hoping that I would maybe consider doing that long-term. And so you can be praying for me as I really process and go through what God has for me next. I will be around afterwards, so please ask questions if there's something that sparked your interest. Or once again, thank you so much. I could have never ministered and been in Prague without you guys.